الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد الصلاة والسلام على آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين لا سيما سيد المطهر والإمام المظفر والشجاع الغضنفر أبي شبير وشبر قاسمي طوبى وسقر الأنزع البطين الأشجع المطين الأشرف المكين العالم المبين الناصر المعين ليث بني غالب ومظهر العجائب أسد الله الغالب غالب كل غالب وطالب كل ومطلوب كل طالب إمام المشارق والمغارب مولانا ومولى الثقلين الإمام بالحق أبي الحسنين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلى على ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يوم عداوتهم إلى يوم الدين صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين صلى الله على روحك وبدنك صبرت وأنت الصادق المصدق لعن الله من قتلك بالأيدي والألسن اللهم لعن قتلة أمير المؤمنين اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد والآخر طابين له على ذلك اللهم لعنهم جميعا أما بعد فقد قال أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله وسلامه عليه اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد طوبى للزاهدين في الدنيا الراغبين في الآخرة My dear brothers and sisters, tonight is not an ordinary night. It is Laylatul Qadr. It is also a night of grieving and mourning. It is Laylatul Musiba, Laylatul Aza, in the house of the Ahlul Bayt. When you ask why do we cry for Ali in the month of Ramadan, when this is a night of Ibadah, then you should know that this is the sunnah of the Prophet. Because even in his khutbah, in which the Messenger of Allah, peace be on him and his family, gave to people on the first night of Ramadan, when he completed his khutbah, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah, Ayyul afdal a'mal fi hadhihi shahr, which is the best a'mal to perform in this month? And the Messenger of Allah said, to keep away from that which Allah has forbidden is the best thing that one can perform in this night. And then the Messenger of Allah began crying. And Amir al-Mu'mineen said to him, Ya Rasulullah, why is it that you cry? And the Messenger of Allah said, Ya Ali, it is in this month that your beard will be colored with the blood of your forehead. I cry when I think of the suffering that you will undergo after me. So crying for Ali in the month of Ramadan is the sunnah of the Prophet. And it is something that all Muslims should engage in. The person that we lose tonight is not an ordinary person. Because the Messenger of Allah said, أَنَا وَعَلِيٌ أَبَوَيْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ I and Ali are the two fathers of this nation. So on this night, everyone who considers himself to be a true Muslim becomes an orphan. He is a man that was special to Allah and His Messenger in so many ways that the Quran bears witness to it. Shia and Sunni scholars have quoted and said, there is not a verse in the Quran in which Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, in which the verse is in a positive context, except that Ali is one of them and the foremost of them. And not only Shia, but Sunni scholars have compiled books and books on where Ali has been referred to in the Quran, and some have quoted over 300 verses of the Quran in the Fada'il of Ali ibn Abi Talib. If Allah says, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, then Ali is صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. If there is any great news, نَبَعُ الْعَظِيمِ, it is Ali ibn Abi Talib. Because this is a man who had surrendered completely to Allah. He had sold himself to Allah for the pleasure of Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِ نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And amongst men there is one who sells himself for the pleasure of Allah. If Allah was to reveal the ayat of Mubahala, then Ali is the nafs of the Prophet. تَعَالَوْ نَدُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ. When he says أَنْفُسَنَا وَأَنْفُسَكُمْ, he is the nafs of Rasulullah. If Allah was to reveal the ayat of Tathir, then Ali is one of those whom Allah has purified thoroughly from all sorts of impurities. We lose a man tonight who, if Allah was to declare those with authority and guardianship, then he declares himself, his messenger, and Ali. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. Your wali is Allah and his messenger. And who else? And the one who gives zakat while in ruku. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةُ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. If Allah declares the ulil amr, then again it is Allah and his messenger and Ali. أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Obey Allah and obey his messenger and obey the ulil amr amongst you, which is none other than Ali ibn Abi Talib. So the Quran keeps singing the praise of Ali again and again. Allah loves Ali ibn Abi Talib so much that when he calls his beloved Prophet for Mi'raj, he speaks to him in the voice of Ali. كَلَّمَنِي اللَّهُ بِاللَّهْجَةِ عَلِي ibn Abi Talib. If Ali gets 4 dirhams, what is 4 dirhams? And he spends it in charity, one in the morning and one in the night, one in secret and one in public. Allah wants to praise that. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Ask the Mufassirin, who is this person who gives charity in the day and in the night, and in open and in secret? So at every stage we see that Allah wants to praise him. If Allah says, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرٌ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ, O Muhammad, you are but a warner, and for every nation there is a guide. Then the Messenger of Allah bears witness and says, Ya Ali, Ana Munzirun, wa anta ya Ali al-Hadi. I am the warner and you, Ali, are the guide. Wabika yahtadi al-muhtaduna min ba'di. And it is only through you, O Ali, that people will be guided after me. Indeed, we lose a man. In Allah's eyes, if he was there to bear witness to the risala of Rasulullah, then there was no need for any other human being to bear witness. If the whole world stood on one side and said to the Prophet, you are not his messenger, but Ali stood and bore witness, it was sufficient for Allah. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا. Those who disbelieve say to you, O Muhammad, you are not a messenger. قُلْ, tell them, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. Tell them, O Muhammad, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you, and he also is sufficient who has the knowledge of the book. Now go and read tafsir and see. There is nobody else except Ali ibn Abi Talib who has عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. We lose a man for whom Allah was not pleased with Islam as a religion and refused to say it is complete until his authority had been declared once more. And he tells his messenger, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Tell the people what has been revealed to you. And if you do not, O Muhammad, then you have not delivered anything. And it is only when the messenger of Allah says, مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ اللَّهُمَّ وَالِي مَنْ وَالَهُ وَعَادِ مَنْ عَدَاهُ. وَانْصُرْ مَنْ نَصَرَهُ وَخْذُلْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُ. O people, whosoever considers me to be his master, then this Ali is his master. Then and only then Allah says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ. This day have I perfected for you your religion. Why? Because Ali has been declared Mawlana in public. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِهِ. And now I have completed my favors on you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And now I am pleased with Islam as a religion for you. And if anybody stands up then and says, Ya Rasulullah, did you declare him your successor because he is your son-in-law and your cousin? Or did Allah tell you to declare him? And if he invokes the curse of Allah, then immediately a stone falls from the heavens and kills him. سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ. That means when it comes to Ali, Allah has zero tolerance. You deny Ali his right, he will punish you in this world. He will not even wait for the hereafter. And again, and this is what created the hatred for Ali. This is what created the jealousies. One was the fact that he killed the enemies of Islam amongst the leaders of the chief Arab tribes in Badr and Hunayn and Khaybar and Khandak and Uhud. And the other was the jealousy of seeing that Allah would not compromise when it comes to Ali. He orders his messenger. All these people who have built their homes attached to the mosque and built doors that come into Masjid al-Nabawi, shut all their doors except the door of Ali. وَسَدَّ الْأَبْوَابَ إِلَّا بَابَهُ. And the Messenger of Allah gave an order. سَدَّ الْأَبْوَابَ إِلَّا بَابَ عَلِي. Seal all the doors. No one should have a door coming into the mosque except I and Ali. Some of the most eminent companions and people around the Prophet came and complained about this. Ya Rasulullah, Ali is just a young man. You leave his door open because he is your cousin or your son-in-law, and you shut our door? He says, I did not shut his door. I did not shut your doors, nor did I leave his door open. Allah shut your doors, and he left Ali's door open. But they still have this waswasa. Was it really from Allah? So they go for salat. As soon as they go for salat, Allah reveals to his messenger, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. I swear by the star when it falls. مَا ظَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. This companion of yours, meaning the Prophet, neither has he made a mistake nor has he gone astray. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. He does not say a word out of his own desire. It is but what we inspire him to say. So whenever people had doubt about Ali, Allah would come in and clarify the matter. There is no limit to the fadail of Ali. Quran, hadith. Ya Ali, anta qasimul jannati wal nar. The Messenger of Allah said to him, O Ali, it is you who will divide people between heaven and hell. You are one of those rijalun alal a'raf. There is not a Muslim who will go to heaven without the permission of Ali. And we can prove this from hadith. And from Quran as well. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. The Quran says. There are people who will go marching to heaven. Huh? We are on our way. It will be said, stop them. They must be questioned. What will be the question about? Rasulullah says, Abu Bakr ibn Mardaway, a famous Sunni scholar, quotes this ayat of Quran and he gives his tafsir. He says, the Messenger of Allah said there will be question about the wilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So we lose a man for whom even the sun would return. We lose a man for whom Allah, the Messenger of Allah used to say, Another ila wajhi Ali ibn Abi Talib ibadah. There used to be companions who used to just sit and gaze at the face of Ali. Looking at Ali is ibadah. Just looking at him. Aliyun ma al haq, wal haq ma Ali. Ali is with the truth, and the truth is with Ali. And then the Messenger of Allah would pray, Allahumma adir al-haq haythu dar Ali. Oh Allah, turn truth wherever Ali turns. Turn truth where Ali turns. Not turn Ali where truth turns. Oh Ali, you are to me as Harun was to Musa. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gate. One after another. Ana wa Aliyun min shajaratin wahida. وَالنَّاسُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ شَطَّى. And we see that in this Ali there is this zeal for Islam. From the time he is born, he is dedicated to Islam. He is at the forefront of everything. There is not a battle that is fought except the cause of the victory after Allah and His Messenger is Ali. When the Messenger of Allah wants anyone to represent him as his ambassador, it is Ali. If the Messenger of Allah goes for Hijrah, Ali is the one who looks after the property with the Prophet. If the Messenger of Allah wants to send the verses of Surah Al-Bara'ah to the Kuffar and Munafiqeen, Ali bin Abi Talib. Even if he sends somebody else, Allah reveals, send Ali, call the other person back. And then, all of a sudden, 11 AH, the Messenger of Allah passes away, and Ali disappears. From the history of the Muslims' books. Not for a day, not for a month, for 25 years. Where has Ali gone? We ask the Muslims. Why is it that in all the hadith that you quote and all the fiqh and the laws of jurisprudence you derive, there is very little quoted from Ali? When he was the closest to the Prophet raised him like his own child. And whenever you had problems, you always came to his door. And said, if it was not for Ali, we would have perished. So when they needed Ali, they used his help. But the idea was now to isolate him and try and make history forget about him. 25 years, and these are the best years of a man's life. Ali is nowhere in the history pages of the Muslims. The Muslims are just conquering land, expanding, establishing themselves. Yes, if there were narrations of Ali, it was of the dhulm done to him. You might find in the books of history that the door of his house was burnt. You might find in the books of history that the ribs of his wife was crushed. You might find in the books of history that his mohsin was killed. You might find in history that a rope was tied around his neck and he was dragged to the court. Who is this Ali that people are treating like this? You might see in the books of history that Ali and Fatima go in the middle of the night from door to door knocking on people's doors saying, do you not remember that this is our rights that people have taken? Why do you not support us? And then after the demise of Fatima alayhi salam, Ali just disappears from the scene. When he emerges again, we begin to see the zulm that was done to him. And in his own words, he says, صَبَرْتُ وَفِي عَيْنِي قَذَى وَفِي حَلْقِ الشَّجَى أَرَى تُرَاثِ نَهْبَى. I bore patience like a man who has a thorn in his eye and a bone stuck in his throat while I saw my right being plundered. So we ask Ali, Ya Ali, all this dhulm that was done to you, what was the thing that caused you the most suffering? And when we ask this question, we look at the hadith and the sayings in Nahjul Balagha. And to my amazement, when I asked this question to Amir al-Mu'mineen, what was the thing that caused you the most grief? The thing that caused him the most grief was that he could not find people who are worthy of being his Shia. There were many who claimed to be his Shia. But there was one distinct quality that he was looking for that he could not find in people. And that was a dislike for this world and a leaning towards the hereafter. Everywhere he turned, he found people claiming to be Shias. In lips and in words, they praised Ali and they claimed to be the children of the hereafter. But in their actions and the way they lived, they were children of this world. establishing themselves in this world was more important than succeeding in the hereafter. And because they were materialistic, Ali denied them. He said, they are not my Shia. And I share with you a few narrations just to prove this to you. And then inshallah, Masaib. We are told, on one night, he had a companion called Nauf. Nauf reports. He says, I was sleeping in the courtyard of the mosque one night. We see this now in the last 3 years of Ali, from 37 AH to 40 AH, when he is now the Khalifatul Muslimin. He comes to the courtyard in the middle of the night. He asks, Ya Nauf, araqidan anta amramiq? O Nauf, are you sleeping or can you hear me? Nauf says, Bal ramiq ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm awake, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, Ali looks at the stars as if he is longing for something. He is missing something. He is alone. He can sense that loneliness in him. Then he says to him, Ya Nauf, Tuba lizzahidina fi dunya al-raqibina fi al-akhirah. O Nauf, blessed are those who are ascetics in this world, but who long for the hereafter. These are my companions. These are my Shias. And he gives a very strict definition of them. أُولَٰئِكَ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطَةٍ وَتُرَابَهَا فِرَاشًا وَمَاءَهَا طِيبًا وَالْقُرْآنَ شِعَارًا وَالدُّعَاءَ دِثَارًا. Oh, now these are people, no matter how they lead their lives, in their hearts they are so simple, so basic, so otherworldly, that for them the earth suffices as a floor, and the dust suffices as a bed, and the water suffices as perfume. They are constantly reciting the Quran and engaged in whispering the dua and supplications. These are my companions. ثُمَّ قَرَضُ الدُّنْيَا قَرَضًا عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ الْمَسِيحِ. They have turned away from this world like Isa ibn Maryam. Another companion, Kumail ibn Ziyad, reports. Kumail says, one day Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam took hold of me by the hand and said, Oh Kumail, come with me. He began walking with me in silence. We walked and walked, he said. We walked until we were in the outskirts of Kufa. He kept walking. We passed the cemetery. He kept walking. When we passed the cemetery and came out to a desolate place, then he began talking to me. He said, Oh Kumail, these hearts are like vessels. So listen carefully to what I say to you now. O Kumail, annasu thalatha, people are of three kinds. Al-alimur rabbani, there is one who is a learned scholar. He is a divine religious scholar. Wal-muta'allimu ala sabilin najat. And the second group of people are those who are students, who are seeking knowledge from the learned. And they, inshallah, are also on the path of success. And then there is a third group, which is the common rot. وَهَمَجٌ رُعَّعْ. O Kumail, always seek knowledge and do not run after wealth. He is showing Kumail that these are the kind of companions I want. O Kumail, knowledge will protect you, while wealth will require you to protect it. O Kumail, when you use knowledge, it will increase. But when you use wealth, it will decrease. O Kumail, those who have knowledge are alive, even if their bodies are dead. But those who have wealth without knowledge, they are dead, even if their bodies you can see in this world. And he goes on and on and talks to him. After that, he expresses a certain grief within him. He points, فَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ وَقَالَ Ya Kumail, inaha huna la'ilman jamma. O Kumail, in here there is abundant knowledge. If only I could find someone to give this knowledge to. This is what used to grieve Ali. He used to go out and find a well, and because there was no one to take this knowledge from him, everybody was busy running after the world, he would sit and talk to the well. Can you imagine how sad it is for a man to have so much knowledge that he has no one to give, that he talks to water, and the water would gush forth as if saying, Oh Ali, enough, we cannot take any more. He used to say, I have hidden knowledge. If I tell you all I know, you will sway like ropes sway in deep wells. O Kumail, where are my Shia? Where are those who take things easy what others consider difficult? Where are those who are the maintainers of the knowledge of God? Where are those who take knowledge and they plant it like seeds in the hearts of others so that it remains from generation to generation? And again, the quality of not being materialistic. O Kumail, my Shias are those whose bodies are in this world, but their spirits are in the heavens. Ulaika wallah al-aqalluna adada. By Allah, they are very few in number. Wal-a'zamuna indallahi qadra. But they are the greatest in estimation before Allah. And then he laments and cries. He says to Kumail, ah, ah, shawqan ila ru'yatihim. Alas, O Kumail, if only I could have seen my Shias. Can you imagine? And then he says to Kumail, ya Kumail, insarif idha shi'at. You can now go when you want. As Ali's life progresses, he becomes more lonely. Now Salman is gone. Now Ammar is gone in the Battle of Siffin. Abu Dharr is gone. Dhu-Shahadatayn is gone. Malik al-Ashtar is gone. Muhammad bin Abi Bakr is gone. On one occasion, we are told, he goes to the mosque of Kufa to lead prayers. He leads the Fajr prayers. After Fajr prayers, he is sitting all alone. There are people sitting behind him. These people have no idea what it is to be a Shia of Ali. We are told he sat after prayers and just stared ahead of him until the sun had risen to the height of a spear on the wall of the mosque of Kufa. Then he turned to the people and said to them, O people, I knew such companions during the time of the Prophet that they would spend the whole night in ruku and in sujood. And in the morning their hairs would be disheveled. And between their eyes there would be a lump like the knee of a goat because of prostration. And when they talked about death, they would quiver and shake like trees quivering in a violent storm. And they would cry until their clothes would become wet with their tears. Where are such companions? And then we are told he stood up and he walked away as if nobody was listening to him. Because he is alone. There are no Shias for him. He goes out, walking to the outskirts of Kufa. He hears a group of people behind him. He stops. Manil Qawm, who are you? He asks them. They stand with their heads bowed down. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are your Shia. He looks at them. Then he says, why do I not see on your faces the mark of my Shia? We cannot become like that. But the basic underlying quality is that we should be children of the hereafter to be the Shia of Ali. That our priority should be the hereafter, not this world. When you have to choose between your career and Akhirah, Akhirah should take a preference. We should not settle down in this world as if we are to stay here forever. Because that belies the truth of being a Shia. They say, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what is the sign of your Shia? He says, my Shias, their faces are yellow because of staying up all night in Ibadah. Their eyes look bleary because of crying. Their backs are hunched because of standing in prayer. Their stomachs are hollow because of excessive fasting. Their lips are dry because of excessive dhikr of Allah. There is the dust of humility on their face. These are my Shias. And again Ali would complain, where are my Shias? He would say, the people of this world are like barking dogs. Is there none amongst you to leave this world for those who want to run after it? إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ ثَمَنٌ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ فَلَا طَبِعُوهَا إِلَّا بِهَا. Your souls do not have any value or price except Jannah. Do not sell it for anything except Jannah. إِنَّ لَدُنْيَاكُمْ هَذِهِ أَهْوَنُ فِي عَيْنِي مِنْ عِرَاقِ خِنْزِيرٍ فِي يَدِي مَجْذُومٍ. This world of yours has less value in my eyes than the leftover bone of a pig in the hands of a leper. Ali bin Abi Talib says, this world of yours has less value in my eyes than the leftover bone of a pig in the hands of a leper. What are you running after? O Shias of Ali. And then when he lost companions like Malik, no wonder he was crying. Malik, O Malik, he used to say. Malik, O Malik. When Muawiyah poisoned Malik, he said, this is Malik al-Ashtar. He used to say, Malik al-Ashtar is to me what I was to the Prophet. When he sent Malik to Egypt, he said, O people of Egypt, I am sending you Saifun min Suyufillah. I am sending you a sword from the swords of Allah. If Malik says something, it is as if I have said to you. If he tells you to march, then you march. If he tells you to stop, then stop. Because his words are like my words. Can you imagine being a Shia of that caliber? When Malik died, he said, Malik, O Malik, what a man Malik was. If Malik had been a mountain, he would have been so huge, no bird would have flown over him and no horseman would have been able to ride across him. Malik, O Malik. He said, the women of this world have become barren from giving birth to the likes of Malik. And then finally, when he was left with these people who were opportunists, they were tribal leaders who wanted only political power and economic benefits. And they were staying with Ali, but they would not follow his orders. And Abdullah ibn Abbas comes to him and says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, the people have gathered outside. They want you to address them. And he is stitching a sandal that is torn and he's patching it. He doesn't say anything. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why don't you let me address them? If I say something good, it will be your words. If I say something bad, it will be my own. Ali keeps quiet. He takes the sandal. He says, Ibn Abbas, how much is this sandal worth? He says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, there are so many patches on this. It has no worth. He says, no, value it. How much is it? He said, it is one dirham or even less. Ali says, this khilafat of yours has less value in the eyes of Ali than this sandal. I will address the people. He stands up. He goes out. As he goes out, Abdullah ibn Abbas says to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I remind you of Allah and His Messenger. He puts his palm on the chest of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, I could feel the roughness of his palm on my chest. He said to me, Ya ibn Abbas, I do not need to be reminded of Allah and His Messenger. If I don't know Allah and His Messenger, who will know? Recognize me, who I am. He talks to the people. He says, O people, you have betrayed me. My heart is full of pus and anguish because of you. Look at Muawiyah and his people. They are united on falsehood, but you are disunited on the truth. When I tell you to march in summer, you say it is too hot, wait for winter. When I tell you go fight Muawiyah in winter, you say it is too cold, wait for summer. How can I rely on you? People complain of an oppressive leader. I have to complain of an oppressive community, followers. People who call themselves my Shia. I have to complain about them. You are like clothes, which when stitched on one side, give away on the other. Absolutely unreliable. Because of you, people are now saying Ali ibn Abi Talib does not know how to fight a war. May Allah cause their fathers to die. I have fought before I was 20 and now I'm over 60. If I don't know the art of warfare, who will know? But I have been denied followers who are worthy of being my followers. And that is why Imam Hussain alayhi salam said in Karbala that the kind of ashab I got, neither my father got, nor my grandfather got, nor my brother Hassan got. These were the same people who betrayed Hassan al-Mujtaba afterwards. And so as time passed, Ali was more and more left by himself and his anguish increased. And when the year 40 AH came, the month of Ramadan approached, he began preaching to the people and saying to them, O people, when this Dhul Hijjah comes, you will do Hajj without an imam. And they could not understand what he was saying. The month of Ramadan increased. The 15th of Ramadan came. 17th of Ramadan came. He said, my dear Hassan, what day of Ramadan is this? He said, Ya Abata, it is the 17th. He said, very soon you will be left without me. The children began realizing that Ali is saying something that we do not understand. And then the 19th of Ramadan came. And Jibreel cried out from the heavens, Tahaddamat wallah arkanul huda. By Allah, the pillar of guidance has collapsed. For 3 days, Ali lied in bed with the poison running through his body. What is the situation now in Kufa? There were people crying in the heavens. There were people crying in the earth. Jibreel was crying in the heavens. And the people were crying on the earth. The orphans and the widows and the oppressed and the old, they stood outside crying. وَجَاءَ النَّاسُ أَفْوَاجًا أَفْوَاجًا. Group after group of people were coming to the house of Ali. Companions would come and say, "Oh Hassan, we will not leave until we see Ali ibn Abi Talib." We are told in riwayat, وَوَضَعُوا رُؤُوسَهُمْ عَلَى حَائِطِ الدَّارِ وَيَبْكُونَ بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا. Some of them could not enter the house, so they stood outside the house. They kept their heads on the wall of Ali's house and they were crying bitterly. Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Mawla. They're crying for Ali. As the days passed, Ali kept advising his companions, "Oh my companions, I am now leaving you. Until now I was your leader. Now I am a lesson for you. Allah, Allah fil aytam. Allah, Allah fi jiranikum. Allah, Allah fi salat. Allah, Allah fi siyam. Allah, Allah fi baytillah. O people, beware of the house of God, do not abandon it. O people, beware of the Quran, let not other communities practice it more than you practice it. Beware of your duty towards salat and siyam. Pay your zakat. Beware of taqwa of Allah." When the 21st of Ramadan came, Ali then requested all his companions to now leave. He was engaged now in the dhikr of Allah. He began saying to the companions, "Now I want to be left with my family alone." All the companions were asked to leave. The doors were now shut. Now Ali is alone on the bed. Who is around him? On one side there is Hassan. On one side there is Hussein. There is Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. There is Muhammad al-Hanafiyya. There is Zainab and Kulthum. There is Ummul Baneen. All the house of Banu Hashim are standing around him. Ali calls them all close by. He says to them, "Ya awladi, inni rahilun ankum fi laylati hadhihi. Oh my children, this is the night that I will bid you farewell and leave you for good. Ya ahla bayti, usikum bi taqwallah. Oh my ahlul bayt, I admonish you and remind you to be conscious of God and to be pious and to fear Him and to live a life of piety." Then he begins bidding them each one farewell. Astawdi'ukum Allah fi amanillah, fi amanillah. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba says, "I sat at the head of my father. Just like when Rasulullah was passing away, he had his head in the lap of Ali. Now Ali had his head in the lap of Hassan. He began talking to Hassan and giving him the asrar of Imama. He began telling him the secrets of Imama and passing it on to him. When he had spoken to Ali at length, then the children began coming to bid him farewell one after the other. He began first telling Hassan about his funeral rites. "Oh Hassan, when I pass away, wash my body and shroud it. Oh Hassan, when you carry my coffin, it will lift from the front on itself by Jibreel and Mikael. Oh Hassan, take me outside Kufa, you will see a light shining towards the heavens and there will be a grave ready for me." He began giving him all his wasiya. When that had passed, now the children came close to him. One of the first children who came to him was Zainab alayhi salam. Zainab came to Ali and threw herself on the chest of her father. "Ya Abata, there is something I must ask you before you leave us. I have heard from Ayman that in this very Kufa where we are treated like princesses, there will come a day when we will be brought as prisoners and people will be throwing rocks at us. Will this ever happen, Ya Abata?" Ali ibn Abi Talib, how should he tell this to Zainab? "Yes, O Bunayya, sabran, sabran, bear patience, O Zainab. Yes, in this very same Kufa, they will bring you and tie ropes around your hands. But bear patience, O Zainab, because on that day there will be no proof of Allah except you and Zainul Abidin." Zainab and Kulthum are crying. Then he says to Zainab, "O Zainab, on the day of Ashura, when Hussein leaves you for the last time, kiss his neck on my behalf, because I will not be there." Then the others come. Muhammad al-Hanafiyya says, "The poison was running through the body of my father now with such force." He says, "We had tied a yellow band on his forehead. His whole body had become yellow with the poison. فَكَانَ يَرْفَعُ فَقَدًا وَيَدَعُ أُخْرَى مِنْ شِدَّةِ الضَّرْبَ." He began raising one leg in pain and then putting the other one down because of the force of the poison and the strike of Ibn Muljam. As the children began crying one after the other, Ali noticed one thing. He noticed that at his foot, Hussein was holding his feet and crying. Everyone came to the head of Ali. This was something about Hussein that the Ahlul Bayt could not tolerate. If you read the history, you will see that because of Hussein, no one from the Ahlul Bayt could bear to see him crying. regardless of whether he was a young boy or he was an adult. When Hussein was a little child, if he came to the mosque of the Prophet and he fell inside the Masjid al-Nabawi, Rasulullah would interrupt his khutbah. He would come down from the minbar. He would go and pick up his Hussein. Why? Because I cannot bear to see my Hussein crying. He would bring his Hussein up to the pulpit. He would make him sit on his laps. He would change the subject of his khutbah. He would say to the people, "O people, hada Husseinun fa'arifuhu. O people, this is my Hussein, recognize him." Then he would say, "Husseinun minni wa ana min al-Hussein." But Rasulullah would not tolerate to see Hussein crying. After Rasulullah, the same was with Fatima. Fatima could not see Hussein thirsty or Hussein crying. Even on the day she was dying, she filled all the pitchers in the house with water. Because if Ali is attending to my body and my Hussein becomes thirsty, there should be water for my Hussein. When Fatima had passed away, Ali had shrouded the body of Fatima and kept it in the room. Then he called the children and said, "Hassan, Zainab, Kulthum, Hussein, come and do wida to your mother for the last time." They all went to Fatima and threw themselves and cried. But Hussein stayed at the feet of Fatima and cried. And Fatima did the same thing that Maryam did for Isa. Her hands came out from her shroud and said, "Oh Hussein, come to your mother once more, but do not cry. Fatima cannot see Hussein crying. Now Ali is leaving this world. Hussein is now an adult, but Hussein is holding the feet of Ali and crying. Hussein," Ali calls him, "Udunu minni ya Aba Abdullah. Oh Aba Abdullah, come close." Even in that state, we are told, Ali began wiping the tears of Hussein from his eyes. "Oh Hussein, don't cry in front of me. Ya Aba Abdullah, anta shaheedu hadhi al-ummah. Oh Hussein, you will be the shaheed of this ummah. Oh Hussein, you still have to cry for a 6-month-old baby. Oh Hussein, you still have to cry for an 18-year-old son. Oh Hussein, you still have to cry for the hands of Abbas." Ali called all the children and gave them in the hands of Hassan. Oh Zainab, Hassan is now your imam. Oh Kulthum, Hassan is now your imam. Oh Muhammad al-Hanafiya, Hassan is now your imam. Then he called Abul Fadl al-Abbas and he gave his hands in the hand of Hussein. "Abbas, I had made a special prayer for you. You are born with my dua for a particular day. Abbas, your Mawla and Aqa is Hussein. Let not Hussein cry as long as you are alive." When the children of Banu Hashim began crying and their voices were raised, Ali began turning his head towards the heavens. He stretched his feet and began saying, "Hada akhi Ja'far, hada ammi Hamza, wa hada Rasulullah." Oh Hassan, I can see my brother Ja'far now. I can see my uncle Hamza now. I can see Rasulullah in front of me. They are saying to me, "Ajjil ilayna qudumaka ya Ali, fa inna mushtaquna laka." Oh Ali, hasten towards us, for now we long for your company. Ali began reciting, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah." As Ali took his last breath, Hassan stretched his hands and took the breath of his father and wiped it over his face. He began calling out, "Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un." As the voices of Banu Hashim were raised, the people outside began crying. All through the streets of Kufa was heard, "Wa imama, wa sayyida, wa madluma, wa aliyah." Matam-e Ali.